Definitely Kinky. Written by Annabelle Joseph. Narrated by Jason Clark, Connor Crace, Teddy Hamilton, and Ava Lucas. Presented by TAC Digital Salon.
Definitely Kinky. Where Ruby tangles with Ethan.
1. Ruby sat straighter in her chair and stared at Jonathan as their Haydn piece reached its climax. As first violinist, Jonathan's job was to keep the quartet on track. He gave her a look that said, "Just keep playing," even as a group of cavorting wedding guests got more and more naked a few feet from their instruments. In her line of sight, the groom, dressed as a glittery pleather unicorn, knelt at his bride's feet and whinnied loudly each time she flicked him with her equally glittery riding crop. As Ruby played her second violin part through to the finish, she wondered if it was the first time in history a Haydn concerto had been punctuated by a fetish unicorn's orgasmic scream. She glanced over at Steve, their cellist and unofficial business manager. Clearly, he'd booked this gig without asking enough questions. Even if he'd asked questions, she wasn't sure the full picture could have been conveyed. After accompanying a sedate wedding at the courthouse to the strains of Pachelbel Canon in D, the Gold Quartet had set up their semicircle of chairs to perform at the nearby reception. That was when they realized the bride and groom were kinky, and all their friends were kinky, and everyone invited to the wedding was kinky as hell, and that they planned to celebrate with a party of epic kinky proportions. Of course, they were an equal opportunity string quartet. They performed at any and all weddings, along with balls, receptions, and corporate events. But if Ruby had known it was going to be this kind of wedding reception, she would have twisted her long brown hair up in a bun and worn a machine-washable gown.
"What are we playing next?"
asked Ethan, the consummate professional. With his dark hair and striking blue eyes, their viola player could look as stern as Jonathan when he wanted to. But unlike Jonathan, he was never a dick. As he leafed through his music folder, Ruby stuffed down laughter. Here they were, the three guys in their tuxes, and her in her elegant champagne satin gown in the middle of a post-wedding orgy.
"Why didn't they hire a DJ?"
Jonathan muttered as the naked people beside him groped each other, lost in their erotic world.
"Quartets are classier,"
Steve answered deadpan. Ruby did laugh then, letting her concert demeanor slip. She was brought back into line by a sideways frown from Jonathan.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?